Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. Our friend Kurt Wagner is here. He
for
has
our
a
disco
website.
Party.
For a disco party.
Oh, great. I love disco.
Kurt has his own website, TVshowpatrol.com, and he was a member of Judas Priest for many years. How are you, Kurt?
Are you going to run with that all day now?
Yeah.
And listen,
the weekend.
We are
that was
notorious.
The dumbest question I've ever asked anybody.
We have. It wasn't even a question. No, it was like a know-it-all statement. But we've all been there. I'll do it later without even trying.
That is inexcusable.
Oh, I do that all the time. When you're interviewing an actor and you say, oh, I loved you and so and so.
I wasn't in that.
But you guys, we have so much minutia running around in our brain that sometimes it gets, you know, it collides.
I guess. Thanks. I don't know what I was thinking. I need some time off. All right, Kurt Wagner, like I said, is still here, believe it or not. And what a big day Sunday is. It's the Emmy Awards.
Already?
TV's biggest night.
Already?
Yeah.
This year has flown.
It has.
I mean, I'm not even kidding you. I can't believe it's Emmy season already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is.
So what are the big surprises? Was anybody not nominated that should have been? Was anybody nominated that shouldn't have been? What shocked you about this year's awards?
I always feel it's always weird because the snubs and surprises, sometimes you just, you know, it's not. There's so much TV now that I don't think anything's that surprising.
So it's harder
for someone
now,
to be overlooked or someone to be, you know. But so I always sort of more concentrate after the nominations are done because otherwise I'm, you know, like maybe I love a show, but nobody's even seen it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I watch a lot of stuff that probably not a lot of people watch. Not that it's elitist or anything.
Right.
I just find it on weird channels.
Right. And it's your job.
Yeah. But so. You know, then you get down to it with the nominees that you were given. And then it's more interesting. And I think looking at these nominees this year, it's sort of wide open.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is always sort of a lock for Veep.
Right.
And I think she'll probably win again. But there's people that could, you know, there's some people that could unseat her.
Has she won it three times in the past for Veep? I know she won for Seinfeld also, but I think two or possibly three times, right?
Yeah,
for this?
I think so.
Yeah.
And even the show, which has won
countless awards
a few times, I think it is up against, I think Atlanta has a good shot.
Yeah.
The FX show with Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this, like these little things that could sneak in, you know, and the best drama, Handmaid's Tale has been, we've heard a lot about that.
Elizabeth
the
Moss.
Crown, we've heard a lot about that. But Stranger Things might sneak in there as a totally different, you know, kind of show that just had so much buzz around it and for so long, and everybody's now excited about season two, which mm-hmm. is coming later this year, you know. So I think it's just, it's interesting.
When people know that a show is on its last season, like Veep has one more year and then it's done. So does that make voters say, well, this is the last chance we'll ever have to vote for her or for somebody else, or does that not play in?
It might make some, but I would think that show is one so many times that that's probably not a factor this time around. But, you know, there's also that thing, like with the Best Actress drama, Robin Wright has been nominated a bunch for
House of Cards.
Never saw a minute of that.
But I don't think she's won, and this year she had a really good storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it might be her year, but then she's up against Elizabeth Moss
mm-hmm.
and Claire Foy.
Mm-hmm.
Claire Foy was Queen Elizabeth in The Crown. So, you know, there's another, you know, she could be the sentimental favorite because, oh, well, let's finally give it to her.
Yeah.
But then you have this juggernaut of those two,
you know,
who have been talked about on equal measure, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of hard to say.
You say a very tough category is best comedy actor. You have Donald Glover, who you mentioned earlier, for Atlanta. Jeffrey Tambor, who's won a couple of times, very good actor. Zach Galifianakis, who is just insanely good as the twins on his show. And then Aziz Ansari's name has also come up. I wouldn't mind seeing him win.
Right, and that's just it. And I can't even remember who the other nominees are, but just those four are like, you know, wow.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are all great, and at least two of them are sort of the creators of the show. Three of them are, of those four that I list. But, you know, and then there's Jeffrey Tambor, who's always awesome. You know, if you can't believe that he's who he is in that show, then you can't believe anything about the premise of that show. And so that really works.
He's come a long way, Jeffrey Tambor. I mean, really.
I know.
From the early days, right. of the Larry Sanders Show, and he used to do so much episodic television.
Right.
He'd do little bit parts on Hill Street Blues and shows like that. And now he's just so amazing, such a good actor.
Yeah.
So now, because, you know, in the early days of TV, you just had your three major networks, and they were competing for these things. Now there's countless networks, and they even allow, like, if your show is just on, like, a streaming service or something, you can be nominated.
Right, right. So, you know, and Netflix and Amazon were right up there with HBO and NBC for a number of nominations this year.
For Best Actor in a Drama, you list Bob Odenkirk, Chicagoland's own Bob Odenkirk, for Better Call Saul. What do you think? Does he stand a chance?
I think so.
Yeah?
I mean, things that I've read says that he really stands a good chance.
His last season is just amazing.
Yeah. And he hasn't won for this role in this show.
Yeah.
So possibly. But, you know, and then there's Matthew Reese, who I think has always been amazing
in The Americans,
which has been a perennially overlooked show.
Do you know he and Kerry Russell are together in real life? I didn't know that. Yeah. I just found that out a week ago.
They have a
and they like Judas Priest.
They enjoyed Judas Priest.
They named their kid Judas Priest.
After Judas Priest. How about that?
But then there's Sterling K. Brown, who won last year for
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, for the limited series, I think, supporting actor.
He was Christopher Darden in the O.J. Simpson
series. And he's up for This Is Us as a Best Actor nomination.
He's pretty great in there.
Yeah.
They all are, but he really, you know, having a little issue with anxiety and trying to come to terms with a lot of different things, he's done a fantastic job on that show.
Yeah, right. So, you know, then there's, you know, and I just sort of, when I wrote these down for you guys, I was just sort of writing down who I thought would be the possibilities. But, you know, then there could be dark horses that I'm not even considering, you know, in those lists, because there's so many good people in those shows.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony Hopkins is up against Odenkirk, too.
What's he in?
Westworld.
Oh, I never saw
him. And he was super creepy in that.
Super creepy,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He really was.
And so, you know, there's all these, you know, a lot of things can happen, I guess. It'll be a fun night.
This is Sunday night, the Emmy Awards on CBS, hosted by Stephen Colbert, who, interestingly, is promoting it on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
That makes sense. They're friends.
I know they're friends.
And he's out in L.A.
There was a time where if you had the 10:30 talk show slot, you didn't go on your opposing show. It just looked bad.
You mean Jay Leno never went on Letterman's show to promote his stand-up?
No.
That is kind of weird.
Not when he was on opposite him.
Yeah. Right. In the early days of Letterman, Jay Leno was a standard, but this is really strange. I love it because they respect each other.
I think now it's just sort of, there's not that. I mean, there might be some kind of jealousy or some kind of heavy competition, but I don't think among the actual hosts that they consider it, that they even worry about it that much.
Yeah.
Unless their boss says you have to increase your ratings or you're going to get canned. But.
And a lot of bosses don't like other hosts coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like the intermingling. I'm with you on that.
I think it's a little different world now. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as...
So many options out there. Kurt Wagner's here. A moment of silence for your performance today.
Thank you.
Are we supposed to applaud?
Listeners, you will not be charged for today's program. I apologize. I left my brain at home. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy in the Morning with Melissa and Whip. Our guest from TVShowPatrol.com. It's you. It's Kurt Wagner. Kurt, like we said, Sunday's a big night. It's Emmy night. Where do you watch the Emmys? Do you watch them at home or do you go out to a big Emmy party?
No, I just watch them at home.
Privately, quietly, so you can study, take
so
notes.
I can groan or applaud.
Are there some groans? Are you expecting some groans on Sunday?
Maybe, who knows?
Maybe a couple of groans. You know who's returning to TV, and I find this very exciting, is Jim Carrey.
Okay.
This is good news, right?
Well, if you're a Jim Carrey fan, it's great news.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Are you not?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, all right. All right. But his last TV job as an actor was in Living Color. He's been a producer. He produces the show you like so much on Showtime.
I'm dying up here.
Which has been renewed.
I know. I saw that. Pretty excited.
Yeah. And he's also going to be a producer and the star of a new Showtime show called Kidding. I'm kidding.
Right. And what's it about?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
This is where he's like a kids television show host, right?
He's a kids television show.
Just like you. You were in the magic door.
Yeah, it's my story. Walk to the screen, the little screen.
and he, besides being this really sweet, character on TV. He runs this brand empire, you know, that's this multi-million-dollar empire. But it's sort of about how he doesn't get along with everybody. His life's sort of imploding outside of work.
Is it a comedy, a drama, or one of those right in the middle?
It might be sort of right in the middle.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like a little bit leaning toward the drama side. But yeah. Michael Gondry is going to direct it. He did, what was that called? Spotless Mind. What was the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah.
And that was sort of fun, but a little wacky and dramatic to me, right? He'll be directing, and I think he's also producing.
The phone calls are lining up for you, Kurt. Kathy has a call for you. Kathy from Westmont. Kathy, go ahead. It's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com.
Kurt, I have to know. I've been seeing previews from Chicago Fire. Please tell me Jesse Spencer's not leaving the show.
I do not know.
Uh-oh.
Why, are they hinting about that, Kathy?
I'm sorry?
Are they hinting about Jesse leaving?
Well, yeah, they're showing previews because they're coming on in 2 weeks. And, you know, at the end last year, they had a big fire for their finale and that. And they're saying, you know, one person is going to die. And they're showing funeral scenes, and they're showing his picture up there.
Oh, no. That's a bad sign, Kurt.
It is, but I don't know what the answer is.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Kathy, they say in the ad, like for the ad for the new show, one person will die. They say that?
Well, yeah. You know, actually, I think it was the producers or something. Because there were, if you remember from last year, two of them were trapped in this fire.
Right.
And they were hinting, they hinted as when I was reading this stuff for the new season, there will be somebody not returning, and we're going to find out. But they're not saying who. Now there's Channel 5 is starting to show previews. And like I just said, they're showing, you know, they're at a funeral, sir, all the fires. And
that's really sad.
There's picture up there.
Kathy, I got to be honest with you. If Kurt did know, would you
I would
you
not
wouldn't
know.
Spoil
I wouldn't
it.
Tell him, right. But I do know.
God, I hope not.
Well, keep watching.
It would be crazy because he's like the center of that show.
Well, my only thing is if he's got something else that he's into.
Oh, yeah, that's maybe. True. You're smart, Kathy. I hope you get what you want.
Hope he lives. Thank you, Kathy. There was a time on TV when a character died, you didn't know it was coming. I remember that used to happen. Like there was a character on Hill Street Blues, Joe Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden he goes in, he gets shot. Nobody knew that was happening. But now we tend to know for some reason when a character's exiting a show that they're going to die off.
Well, you know, it's things get leaked and people, if they're filming around Chicago, for example, with these Chicago shows, you know, you see people.
Yeah.
You see the actors and you're like, oh, well, obviously that person, you know, made it out of the fire. But I don't know about those.
All right.
Jason has a question. And how are you, Jason?
Hey, how are you? Hey, I religiously watched for the second season now a show called Preacher.
Best show on TV. I love it.
Oh, my God. Now, I just want to know, is the young lady going to come back next year? That's it. The only question I have. If you watch the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Is the young lady going to come back next year,
I want to say something. There was a finale that looked very dismal. But if you can just keep in mind, Jason, in my opinion, you saw a young teenage preacher bringing a chicken.
You know what blew me away, Wendy? You know what blew me away? The old man in the sunlight. I never saw that coming. Never saw that coming. I thought they were all going to leave together. And oh, my God. I'm just saying, it's an underground show. Not everybody knows about it.
It's
a very weird storyline to follow. And Wendy, do you watch the Preacher after show type thing? They had one on for the last episode, and they had all of the mains on. And it was fantastic.
You didn't get a hint from that show?
But, Jason, wait. Let me just tell you, the young teenage preacher brings a chicken as a gift to a faith healer, and it appears that maybe that's what he's doing with something else. That's all I'm going to say. Don't give it away.
Right. Well, yes, they did, because in the closing, as he's driving back in.
Okay, but if people haven't watched it, hang on. I can't let him do this. Jason, I don't mean to turn you off.
What I was getting
call me at home. We'll chat.
It's a fantastic, and I'm hoping they're bringing it back for season 3.
I think they are, but I'm not sure if they've announced it officially, but I can't imagine they wouldn't because it's been getting a lot of love.
Keep watching. Jason, we'll talk later about this. Thank you for calling.
I thought he did a great job because I watched a bit of the first season, but based on his almost haiku-like clues about the old man and the sun and stuff like that, I didn't know what he was talking about, so he didn't give away.
Bill Space was hilarious.
He didn't give me anything away.
But if you were up to date and haven't watched the finale yet, it's given a little away.
All right.
I live for that show. I really do. I actually purchased the comic book.
Oh, you did?
Well, you know, that's just it, Jason. If you're still listening, get the graphic novel and see what happens.
But they don't always follow.
They don't always follow.
Like Walking Dead doesn't follow the graphic novel.
A little bit they do,
but there are some characters that have survived that didn't in the novel, so there's always that. I want to quickly say how sad it was that Frank Vincent died, the actor from The Sopranos who played Phil Leotardo, very, very fine actor. He was in a bunch of movies as well.
He had great hair.
Sad. He was very nice.
Didn't he?
Very
always
nice.
Always well-coiffed.
Yeah, yeah. And then also you got to interview an actress who spent a lot of time in Chicago. She used to be at Second City, Jackie Hoffman, who's all over the television. She's nominated for an Emmy on Sunday also.
She's nominated for an Emmy for Supporting Actress. She played Mamacita in Feud, Betty and Joan, and she was great in it. And
she has a running role in Difficult People also.
She plays Rachel.
In
Difficult
Billy's
People.
Billy's sister-in-law.
And she's had tons of different bit parts in different TV shows, but she's currently on Broadway in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as Mike TV's mother. But she's nominated, first-time nominee, in a Burrito's Tough category. And I got to talk to her in the stories in the Sun-Times today, and I'll have some excerpts
my
site as well.
So does she address, like, when you're in a category and everybody else in the category's name is kind of famous, and yours is not as famous, is that tough? I bet it is.
Well, yeah, and she's sort of hilariously self-deprecating about that because, you know, she basically told me, I think it's a joke that I'm nominated with these women.
Really?
Because one of the nominees, Judy Davis, who's her co-star, has won 3 times and been nominated like 12 times for an Emmy. Michelle Pfeiffer is in her category.
Wow.
And then there's somebody who's won the last 2 years in this category is nominated against her. But then everybody's pretty famous besides her. And so she thinks it's kind of funny. But, you know, it's a testament to her ability because she's this character actress who throughout her life has stolen scenes.
Yeah, she's great.
And she steals every scene she's in. And she was not even supposed to be in every episode. And they upped her screen time because of what she was doing with the character.
It's beautiful.
But she's hilarious. So I'm going to put the stuff that I couldn't get into the Sun-Times story on my site today, where she talks about getting ready for the Emmys and a spoof she did from the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Kurt, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Hope you have a great weekend. It's Kurt Wagner. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. It's on your computer.